Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so Tarek Skubal, that was the news yesterday, went to the American League Cy Young. Let's just stop for a second and recognize how cool it is that we have the American League Cy Young winner.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. And what's cool about it is certainly, you know, acknowledgement from the game that he is the best in the game last year. But moving forward, we have this asset here in Detroit that is a dominant player. And he won it unanimously. There was some thought that maybe Class A would get to him. But overall, final tally, 31st place votes out of 30. So congratulations to Skubal. And then you just kind of get into, all right, you know, what does this mean moving forward? Did Skubal sneak up on anybody last year? I just mean on a start in, start out basis, did he have the respect where you were getting everybody's A game, everybody's attention? Because he'd only once in his career thrown more than 21 games, started more than 21 games. And that was his second season. He started 29. Then it was 21, 15, and then last year, 31. So it isn't a shock to us because we saw him have a 2.8 ERA and a 0.9 whip. But he's 7-3, had some injuries. So I do think there's a little bit of an element of, at the beginning of this season, while he was living up to what we probably were aware of, and I'm sure people in the game were, but it's a little bit different when you're the Cy Young Award winner. He has your attention from day one next year, right?
Without question. He better. He's outstanding and a workhorse, and I think he's a player that wants more of a workload. And yet I totally understand why the Tigers be cautious with it because of all the injuries he's had in his career. But he is...
Didn't he have two arm events at Seattle?
I think he did. And then he's had a couple of things happen since being a Tiger.
And that's University of Seattle, or Seattle University, not the Mariners.
Correct.
That's where he was in college, for people who don't know. That's what I'm referencing. Now, I'm not saying that hitters are taking him lightly. I think everybody knew he was good. But I just think it hits different when you're facing the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner. Would you not agree?
That it affects teams psychologically?
Yeah. Now, could it affect them negatively? Could they be like, holy crap, this is the Cy Young guy? I mean, there's a professional hitters, but you're facing the Cy Young Award winner. You're at full attention.
I think it really depends on the individual. Do I think some rookies might feel that way, might feel a little starstruck at first, and then, okay, I just struck out on four pitches. Let's get locked in here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that affects veterans. I imagine it might affect some. It'll have different effects on different people. I don't know if you can universally say one way or the other. But we as fans, when we can say that we've got the Cy Young Award winner on our team, mm-hmm. it feels pretty good. You can be chesty about it. And because he is in his late 20s, this is the prime of his career. And so we feel like this is going to be here for a while. This is sustainable. This is not a flash in the pan type thing. This isn't some guy that showed up out of nowhere for one season or one half season, lit the world on fire, and then completely disappeared. This is a guy who you feel like, okay, so starting with last year, with 2023, that maybe through 2030, this guy could be the best pitcher in baseball.
So let's go back to our experience with this. And when Justin Verlander, should we look at Justin Verlander when he was 28, or should we look at Justin Verlander in his fifth season? Probably his fifth season, three, four, five.
It's going to be pretty good.
Justin Verlander's fifth season, he went 19-9, 3.45 ERA, and a 1.18 whip. Okay. Skubal in his fifth season went 18-4, 2.39 ERA, 0.92 whip. So Skubal in his fifth season was better than Verlander in his fifth season. And Verlander...
Verlander pitched a lot more in his 5 years than Skubal, because Skubal's been banged up each and every year, it feels like. And Verlander had, you know, a couple starts that first year. So his real rookie year was 2006 when they went to the World Series, and it was good. The next year, and the year, maybe it was the third year, was when it really started to kick in. But, I mean, he was pitching 200 innings.
Yeah. So if you look back when JV won the Cy Young, that was...
The first time.
That was, yeah. That was 2011. Was it 2011? Hold on, let me double check. Yeah, it was 2011.
So that's 6 years into his...
Yeah, and that year he went 24-5 with a 2.4 ERA and a 0.92 whip. Wow, look at that. ERAs to ERA. Skubal in his Cy Young year, 2.39. Verlander in his Cy Young year, 2.4. Skubal's whip in his Cy Young year, 0.92. Verlander's whip, 0.92.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between ERA and whip is 1/10 of a point on ERA.
Do you have both guys up there so you can make the comparison? What about innings pitched?
Innings pitched.
Because I imagine Verlander's like 240.
Verlander was 251 that year, and Skubal this year was 192.
See, and this is today's baseball that you're. Will Skubal get past 200 innings this upcoming season? Maybe, but not much past it, because that's just how managers are treating pitchers now. They don't go later. It's not that long ago that Justin Verlander was routinely throwing 230 to 260 innings a season. But that's not baseball anymore.
Crazy thing about Verlander is he went 8 years after he won 24 games, 8 years before he won 20 again. Didn't win 20 again until 2019, and he won the Cy Young again. Although I would say, I would love to have that 8 year interim for Skubal, like winning the Cy Young. And if he does after what, you know, because Verlander still had some really good years mixed in. Then there were some injuries, 2015. But he wasn't, after winning the Cy Young, it was, he went from 24 wins to 17 to 13 to 15 to 5 to 16 to 10 to 5. Well, that last five was with Houston, so I'm just talking about his time in Detroit. I hope he doesn't have any kind of significant drop off at this point, Skubal.
Of course not.
Yep.
And at the same time, I'm hoping they sign him to an extension.
Of course. And that's a whole huge topic, right? Because, look, if we've watched, you know, there was that report in the Free Press about it being a, quote, non-competitive offer. I trust the reporter, which was Evan Petzold. And when we reached out to him, he said he got that from sources in the league, and I'm not doubting his sources. I suspect those sources got it from the Boris camp. Where else would they get it from, right?
Well, they ain't getting it from the Tigers, that's
no.
For sure.
So as you look at that, if you're the Tigers, here's my question. I mean, there's really only, I feel like there's only two camps on re-signing Skubal. One is the fact they haven't done it speaks to them being cheap. The other is they don't have to do it yet. I guess there's three places I can land here. They're cheap. They're determined to spend the money on other players right now, or what Boris is asking for is actually ridiculous.
I don't know how far the, you know, we'll never really know, because Scott Harris keeps everything to the vest that you're not going to know how deep the conversations really get. I don't know how much of a sense of urgency there is on the Tigers side to try to get something done. For that matter, even for Boris, I think Boris is probably going to price it so high right now so that they can kick it down the road a couple of years where he hits for true free agency. But I think that might be dumb too, because it's not like his client's 23 years old. He doesn't have Paul. This isn't Paul Skeens.
No.
Right? This is a guy, what is Skubal? 28 years old. So, you know, by the time he hits free agency, he's going to be 30 years old.
Happy birthday. It was yesterday. Yeah, so his birthday was yesterday.
So he's going to be 30 by the time he hits free agency. So if it's 30, then Mike, you're already looking at the downside of your career. I would think, and I might, if I were Harris, I'd probably be telling this to Scott Boras. Let's get something done now, because if you're going to wait, it's not going to benefit any of them.
If you're the Tigers and you're determined.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like I said, there's three camps. They're just cheap, which there's a lot of people that reside in that camp. They're determined to use the money elsewhere. If you're going to tell me they're going to use the money that Skubal wants right now to go get Willy Adames, I'm okay with that. Or the ask is off the charts. The ask is, you know, 10 years and $650 million, something that makes you go, wait, what?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Go away.
So I don't, you know, but where am I landing on this one? I actually kind of hope I'm landing in the, they're going to spend the money on somebody else. The problem is they have to spend so much money on a player they're getting nothing out of.
Well, here's the other problem. Let's say they do spend it. They go ahead and say, okay, we're going to
give. That was a Baez reference, by the way, for people who didn't understand. Sorry, go ahead.
Let's say that the Tigers do offer him a seven-year deal, and it's real money. It's a seven-year, $300 million deal, okay? Mm-hmm. You're talking over $40 million a year to keep him here for the next 7 years. You wipe out, it starts next season, right? So there you go. That makes us all feel pretty great about the future with Tarik Skubal, but it doesn't change this team one bit.
No, it doesn't.
For next year, all it does is mean that you've locked up this guy for years to come. You haven't added anything to the team. So it's, yes, I desperately want them to go ahead and give him an extension. But to your point, I would rather actually hear that they have signed Willy Adames or, you know, Alex Bregman or Santander or whatever.
Bomb.
Exactly. Yeah. Something like that that makes this team better, because you've already got Skubal on this team for the next couple seasons.
All right, 248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls and feedback regarding that. Let's do the Blitz thingy next on this Thursday on Carson Anderson 97.1.